Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for an update of the news, issues, and events facing the entrepreneurial community in South Carolina. John Swamp Fox Warner is co-founder of Concepts to Companies, and he runs the Swamp Fox Facebook page and joins us now by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. John, welcome back.
Hi, Mike.
So tell us what's showing up on your radar today.
Well, you know, you and I have been talking about a new kind of school that people across the country are considering. You know, if we look at traditional public education, there's strict timetables. You think about classes changing every hour, bell rings, and you move around. Pretty rigid standard lessons and kind of unforgiving homework. And the way accountability is assessed is through some high-stakes testing. And there's a lot of folks thinking about a different kind of education, kind of a project-based school, guided by choice of students and personalized education. And that would be a novel idea, wouldn't it, where the students could actually pursue the things they were interested in.
Well, I would say that, yeah, kids would definitely be voting yes on that one. And I saw a CNN special recently on a school up in New York City that was doing something just like this, and it sounded like it was kind of almost a mixture of education and entrepreneurism.
Right, absolutely. It was kind of entrepreneurial education. And so the goal was to broaden a child's creativity and create an interdisciplinary model of learning so that you create children who are self-motivated to learn. What's really cool about this is there's actually a school in South Carolina that's adopted this model, and it's Next High School, and they have a couple of schools now in the upstate. And one of their premises is that outside of schools, adults rarely pursue knowledge other than the things that interest them or advance them in their careers. And so they're trying to create a school that looks a lot like what kids are going to face after school. Now, these are South Carolina public schools, so there's an essential element of education that's necessary for every kid to learn. But, you know, once you've achieved that, then the school really ought to help the kid go to the highest level. That'd be kind of cool schools to have in the state, wouldn't it?
You've mentioned Next High School before here on this program, and so you're saying now they have more than one?
Well, they have a couple in the upstate now. Yeah, they have the one that started in Greenville and then one over in Pickens County. There was a Pickens County School Board actually decided to close the school, and Next said, no, don't do that. You know, we'll keep this school open and operate it. So they now have two campuses. You know, and as cool as a project-based school is, you know, it's probably not for everyone. I mean, not every kid will thrive in this environment, you know, especially kids that come from very low-resource families. And so there's another kind of school, a legacy high school, that's just as creative, just as innovative, you know, but it's very different. And it starts with children in poverty and how can we make sure that we take care of all of their needs so that they're prepared to be educated, you know, that we have meals every day, that we plug them into the healthcare system, you know, all their social needs are met. They have a curriculum that's based on the Common Core state standards, which is probably something that would send shivers up the Next High School folks. But, you know, what they have in common is they also want to stimulate creativity and expression.
And I'm wondering, has there been feedback from the business world on these new methods of education?
Well, I don't know about the business world, but I know there's been some feedback from teachers. I interviewed Virginia Olders one time, and she was the founder of the Governor's School for Arts and Humanities, and she talked about the promises she'd made the legislature, and she talked about recruiting an out-of-the-box faculty to provide the education she needed. And she said she balanced the creative tension of being accountable for results while being out of the box by defining what was essential. You know, this is what the school had to have to attract the resources from the state. And the teachers had to deliver that. And then once they did, now they were able to take their kids to the mountaintop. And I've not talked to a teacher that wasn't excited about this. I mean, they'd love South Carolina public education to be on that model, where teachers were empowered, teachers were treated as professionals, and maybe it's a project management school, you know, maybe it's a school most like Legacy, or maybe there are other models in the state, but teachers are able to be creative and innovative as much as we expect other people in the state to be.
Well, John, the weather's getting cooler. Fall is definitely here now. What's that business calendar looking like?
Well, we got SC Bio's annual conference coming up here in September, and that's one of the, you know, high growth industries in the state. We have the Recon Mastodon Conference to help veterans find new career opportunities. There's million cups all over the state on a weekly basis. So there's lots for listeners to plug into.
And I know you keep these updated at your Facebook page.
Absolutely.
Thanks for your time, John.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is co-founder of Concepts to Companies, and he runs the Swamp Fox Facebook page. We will have links to both posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and subscribe to our podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.